I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Or match or season. I mean, even though I love sports ball.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-375-6741. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-375-6741. That's 800-375-6741. Again, 800-375-6741.
The NFL playoffs are here, and to celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook has given all customers up to a $100 bonus on same-game parlays. Just place a same-game parlay on any Super Wild Card weekend game and get a bonus. Whether you win or lose, the more you bet, the more you'll get. And that's the great thing about FanDuel. They're always making it easy for us. They've got the quick payouts in as little as 2 hours. Best in the business. Log on to FanDuel Sportsbook to unlock your same game parlay bonus today. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can also enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the wild card to win after using promo code JSMITH. You can turn a $5 bet into $150. Remember to use the promo code JSMITH so they know I sent you. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 929FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $100. Plus 400 odds or longer wager required. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers. Talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Let's get activated, let's get activated, activated. Let's get activated, let's get activated. Go QB in the pocket, let it go, them bullets penetrate. When you in that field, it get real, just stay dedicated. Go.
put me in the
Jason and John guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
NFL playoffs kick off this weekend, super wild card weekend, Jason. It's not just your regular standard grade wild card weekend. It's your super wild card.
Congrats on making it.
Weekend. Thank you, brother. And we made it comfortably. Five seed, not Nickelodeon cartoon stupid game like y'all did last year. Everybody knew it. What were y'all, 8-8 last year? Y'all are a joke.
You're going to be one and done just like us, and that joke beat you this year.
I don't think that is necessarily true. I actually give us a real chance to win at least one game. I mean,
you don't know Joe Burrow. You don't know Joe.
If you take Derek Carr and give him the receivers that Joe Burrow has,
tutored by Aaron Rodgers of late,
would you not say the Raiders would be the Super Bowl favorite? I'm asking honestly. You would say they might be the Super Bowl favorite.
If what now?
If you,
I'm not going to even seriously consider.
If you give him T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd, you would say with Johnson, you would say the Raiders might be a dark horse Super Bowl candidate.
Carr?
Yes.
No.
Yes. No. I mean, if you know the game.
Are we going to talk about the relevant teams in the playoffs, like the Titans?
Now we have degrees of relevance in the playoffs.
Tampa Bay, Green Bay, the
Raiders,
Dallas.
The Raiders are not the least relevant
team
in the playoffs.
The
Steelers, least relevant team in the playoffs.
Oh, come on! It's Big Ben's swan song. That's more relevant than you guys and this interim coach, who you don't even want to give the job to, apparently.
The Eagles.
How about that? I think this guy's earned it. You guys aren't even convinced of that. Your crazy owner's not even convinced of that.
Yeah, I think you have to give it to him. I think you just do because you made the playoffs. Eagles, least relevant. They're going to get their ass kicked by Tampa Bay. I don't see any way they don't.
If Hurts is healthy, maybe they can give, you know.
I don't know.
The Jets just gave Tampa Bay everything they can handle.
That's true, but I mean, I just feel like the Bucs are going to be a team that steps up.
If their defense did like it did in the playoffs last year, then yes, you're right. They won't have any issue.
My question to you is, by the way, the shortest odds of winning the Super Bowl belong to who?
Still got to go KC, even though they're not the one seed. Oh, no, it's probably Green Bay.
Correct.
Because it all goes through Lambeau. They're the one seed.
Green Bay plus 380 right now still to win the Super Bowl.
And really, I don't know if you feel.
I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to look up what you can get on. I just use DraftKings. That's the same I go to now. What can you get just for them to come out of the NFC? That's what I would like, because I think that's absolutely happening, bro. That's happening. The Green Bay Packers are going to be in the Super Bowl.
They had the advantage last year, Johnny.
Plus 160.
He couldn't win at Lambeau. So 1-4 in NFC Championship games. History does matter.
Hunter pays out, you know, 260. Not great.
I will say, I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit. I would lean towards you because Green Bay now has a running game. But look at the other team in the NFC. I think that most think, okay, you got Tom Brady, you can win it just like you did last year.
Mm-hmm.
The weapons aren't the same.
Yep.
Like they're so banged up. I know they're planning to have Fournette back, but you know, what ability is he going to have coming back off this? What is it, a hamstring for him? The way he got hit in that game before they took him out.
Yep.
Like you're not getting all of your pieces back. We know the deal with Antonio.
Yep.
Mike Evans been dealing with a hamstring issue.
That's right.
No Chris Godwin. It's not the same Bucs offense that you had last year, at least to me. That's a banged-up offense that's trying to get through. At least he's got Gronk, though.
Yes. That is the one thing with the Bucs. Like, last year,
I think their defense can turn it up again, but that offense, I don't know if they can turn on the way they did last year.
Defense has gotten carved up a lot this year, though.
Well, that was the case going into the playoffs, though, last
year. You're right.
Year.
You're right. And they stepped up when they had to.
And they've always been – and they're still good against the run, John.
Right.
And they're still dominant against the run.
So, look. Tampa Bay, major questions about obviously the offense and the weapons there. You know, the Cowboys, why not them? Why not Dallas? I mean, I'm just asking.
I'll be honest with you. I think it's the offensive inconsistency. It's not even so much about the defense.
They might be a great value bet in terms of winning the NFC, right? I mean, I don't think they would beat the Packers, but, you know, I could see them getting to the, you know, the conference championship game and, another plus 600. I don't know if they'd have to go through Green Bay before that, but that might be a good bet.
I just that Dallas offense hit or miss, it feels like it's been. And the other part about it is that defense plays so much for turnovers, which they're fantastic at it. A lot of times in gambling for those turnovers, they're giving up big plays. So there's just not enough consistency on both sides of the ball for me to put them in that contender status that I've still got Tampa Bay and definitely have got Green Bay in. I just think they're a tier below, if not, you know, further down. But I would put them in a tier below T-Bay and Green Bay.
Yeah, so it looks like they
beat everybody in the NFC East, barely anybody else. Yeah, 6-5, I think, against everybody else.
The Cowboys would not see the Packers until the title game. Is that correct? If they get there, I don't know. It's kind of confusing to look at this graphic, but you know, that would depend, right? I just feel like if not now for Aaron, when's it going to be again, man? Because everything's lined up, right? Because the Cardinals not the same. They've cooled off in a major way.
Well, and losing Hopkins is a big. Yes. I know, you know, they add a tight end, but losing Hopkins will kill anybody, and especially the nice little rapport that the two of them, him and Kyler Murray, had developed.
Rams inconsistent, right? They just are. You don't know what kind of effort you're going to get.
Stafford's going to throw you two picks, and that defense is apparently going to let you down like it did against the Niners.
Tampa Bay again missing their two of their top three options. Leonard Fournette's banged up as well.
I've lost faith in the Rams because that defense.
Yes.
Overhyped and then overpaid.
Look, who in the AFC, if you're the Green Bay Packers, are you scared of? I mean, Kansas City's started winning, which we knew they would do at some point, but they're not like unbeatable. Clearly, Titans, they have weaknesses at quarterback. I mean, he's
well. You stop with that. You're not asking Tannehill to go out and win the game. You're gonna call it that.
I'm saying at some point you will probably have to though. And can he do it? I don't know.
He's great off play action. As long as they got a decent run game, he's going to be fine, and that's what they're going to have with Derrick Henry back. They've had that with him gone.
You would not pick the Titans now over the Packers if that was a Super Bowl matchup, would you? You honestly?
The point is the Titans are a true contender, John. And no, I might not pick them in the Super Bowl against the Packers, but that is the point. They are a true contender with Derrick Henry back in the fold and the way that defense is playing against the run. Mm-hmm. You have to give them that. This isn't some fluke one seed. It's a hell of a job of a team winning with an MVP-level candidate out for the season. Mm-hmm. Nobody else would be doing this. You take Patrick Mahomes off that, done. You take Derrick MVP Henry off of the Titans. They should have been done. They're not. It's a credit to Vrabel and that team. Now they're getting them back. They are as much a threat as anybody to me, especially with the way that defense stops the run.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe this is the year for them.
I think they're the formula to keep those high-paced offenses, like whether it's Bills, KC, whoever else, Green Bay, if it comes to it in the Super Bowl, to keep them off the field with the way they can play offense and go 11, 12, 13 play drive running that ball on you.
If the Titans are fortunate enough to get to the Super Bowl, I'm not betting the Titans over Aaron Rodgers. There's just absolutely no way on earth this one, the next one, this life, the past one, that I would ever, 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 ever bet or think that Ryan Tannehill and the Titans are going to get the better of Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. It ain't happening. If it's Titans-Packers in the Super Bowl, Packers by a million.
Nobody's worried about getting your nod for the Titans in a Super Bowl. The fact that you're even discussing that shows there's been some acknowledgement on your part that this is a threat to get there. That for you is movement alone. That's come a long way because this team, according to you, was slaw during the season.
Yes.
And now it's the number one seed. So nobody needs your nod on whether or not they can beat Green Bay in a Super Bowl. Clearly acknowledged them as a Super Bowl contender and a team that can win the AFC, which is the truth.
Yeah.
So stop acting like you got to give them this, now you need my last bit of permission in terms of winning it all. Yes. Dude, the Titans have been arrived. They don't need your acknowledgement.
I think if they're, when the Raiders get past the Bengals, be careful. Be careful, because that would likely set up Titans Bengals. I mean, they would get the lowest seed remaining, right? I don't think anybody expects the Steelers to beat the Chiefs. We don't expect that. And, I mean, the Bills have to take care of business against the Patriots. That'd be a bad loss for them.
I can feel it, Titans fans. I can just give us the upset. I'd be fine with John winning one if it's you guys that puts him out of it.
Yeah.
Would be the best.
So, anyway, I think this is the Packers' year, and if it's not, then it likely will never be.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's not gonna line up as well as it has for Aaron Rodgers this year. Now, in terms of what you have going on, you're interviewing Mike Singletary, I believe, is interviewing for the Chicago Bears opening. Any chance he gets it?
No.
I think his tenure in Memphis deserves a look.
I don't understand why we're doing what we're doing right now in terms of – I get you got to ask clubs for permission to interview, and some you don't. Some of these guys are unemployed. Doug Peterson has won a Super Bowl with Philadelphia. I'm sure we're interested in him as well. But this idea that you're serious about hiring a coach and you haven't even started your GM process yet, where do they do that where – okay, the club hires a coach beforehand, and then it's GM. Oh, hey, come on in. We want you. And oh, by the way, here's your coach. It's backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some due diligence you got to do in getting ahead of this beforehand. But how can I take this seriously?
Unless they give the coach personnel power, which is what the Raiders did with Gruden and like others have.
But there's no coach on the people we've requested.
Right,
Leslie Frazier. You're not giving him personnel power. In fact, I'd be interested in Leslie Frazier, although it failed for him, didn't work for him in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Defensive coordinator, you're not giving him personnel power. That's the point.
Would you give Brian Flores personnel power?
Not at this point. No.
I don't know how y'all get down with stuff like that. Like, the Raiders give everybody power all the time.
My point is, you want your GM, in most cases, if you're giving him an honest shot, to be the guy who at least has some input, if not making the decisions, on who his coach is going to be going forward.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense to be this involved on who's going to be a coach when you haven't even, you know, determined yet who your GM pool is.
Right.
It's backwards, and that's what bad poorly run franchises do. A lot of this, it worries me that we're just trying to look like we're heeding the Rooney Rule, right? And calling. You don't even have your GM there yet to seriously consider these candidates, and so I just don't know what the rush is at this point when we're one of the clubs that's got to replace both GM and coach. Typically, you'd want that GM in there having some say so and some input.
Well,
doesn't make any sense.
Here's the thing: no matter who you guys hire, you're two hires away. There is no question about that from reaching any kind of tangible goals. This guy's going to get fired before you guys are good again, whoever it is. Do you acknowledge that?
No, we can't afford that again.
Yeah, because
Nagy just did four. You need somebody that's going to hang in around for a little while.
I mean, you're trying
seems
to.
Seems like to me.
You're trying to sell me on the greatness of Darnell Mooney, man. That's what you're trying to do?
Caught for 1,000 yards this year. Good number two. We just need a number one to put next to him.
That's just the story of your life, man. You know, you have to go out and find a lot of, like, is Cole Kmet going to be, you know, the next Travis Kelce for you guys? Probably not. So you're going to have to go out and you're going to have to upgrade a lot of different positions, man. I mean, you're focusing on the coaching piece of this like you don't have an absolute disaster of a roster.
Roster's got perhaps the future of the future face of the franchise and Justin Fields on it. You know, roster isn't as down as you like to say it is,
yeah.
Although there is much work to be done.
Yeah. Do you have an opinion on who they should hire as coach? Does it really matter to you?
I've made this very clear that they should hire Lewis Riddick as the GM and let him pick the coach. That's what they should do.
Has his name been linked at all?
Not yet.
Have you scoured the earth for any reference?
I have not found it yet that we've asked, you know, requested permission from ESPN, which I don't think you have to do, to talk to Lewis Riddick.
Yeah.
No. I'm hoping that's the case, though, because he was involved with Detroit last year. I want to say a couple of other teams. He deserves another shot.
Mm-hmm.
And if Mike Mayock can get a shot at a GM position coming from television,
mm-hmm.
then Lewis Riddick, who has served in front offices before, front offices where you need more diversity, should absolutely be getting a shot in somebody's front office as the head man.
Well,
especially if Mike Mayock can't.
It's just a question of
ridiculous.
It's a question of do you want to do it, too, right? Like on some level. Like it's cush to be in that damn booth. You know, and not have to like.
Oh, he's ready. You wouldn't be interviewing last offseason if you don't want to come back.
Right.
He's already done it. He hasn't been the guy as far as I know. He did it in Philly and I want to say Washington as well.
Right.
As sort of an assistant guy, that kind of thing. Building towards that, John.
Yep.
Wanting that opportunity one day to run his own. And if Mike Mayock can do it from the position he was in, I got all the confidence in the world that Lewis Riddick is a great candidate for the job. And I would seriously consider him if I'm the Bears. And like I said, I would want a man like that mm-hmm. who's got a great feel for personnel around the league and everything else to be involved in, okay, who's that next head coach? Who's the guy that's going to groom Justin Fields, who this franchise has obviously invested already two first-round picks into getting? And so that's why you want your GM having that sort of influence. And that's the way I would go, John, to be real serious with you. I'd hire the GM first, Lewis Riddick or best candidate, and then go find out who my coach is going to be.
Last thing on the Bears, did you see Matt Nagy's farewell statement?
I didn't. I didn't even look for it, and nor do I. You know the deal on Nagy. I'm interested to hear it though.
He thanked everybody except the fans. He did not thank the fans. He thanked like
they were tough on him.
Unnecessarily tough, you think?
Well, his kid got, you know, it gets rough. Now, we'd say, well, he's getting paid millions, Jason, you know, whatever it is, great opportunity.
That doesn't.
Your family, you know, the public criticism, you got to be able to deal with that. But it got ugly at games and stuff for his kid. You never like that, you know, when it comes down to trickling down to the kid.
Right.
And it's hard to go out into public without getting berated, you know what I'm saying? You know, you feel for a spot, for that spot.
But you also, there are certain.
But he failed. Johnny failed over and over and over again. And it's a business. And when you fail, you get replaced.
And it's Chicago, right? I mean, there are certain markets.
And he was well compensated and all that. He'll be fine.
Yeah, like Chicago's a proud, we know like with the Cubs, they don't care. But with the Bears, they do.
Here's the thing. Is like, if you want to tell yourself you got a great offensive mind, right, as a head coach now, probably want to get a guy that's called some plays. Hopefully my Bears organization is, Matt Nagy wasn't even calling plays in KC. Mm-hmm. It was, look at what Andy Reid's done. Look at that offense.
Right.
He's a part of that. He's part of discovering Mahomes.
Right.
The man hadn't called plays in his life.
Is Matt Nagy?
That experience should matter if that's what you're looking for in a head coach, is sort of that offensive guy. You know what? McVay, whatever it is. You need to have called plays if you're going to be, to me, it's sort of labeled as an offensive mind.
Here's a question. Is Matt Nagy?
And he fooled everybody.
Among the reasons why Eric Bieniemy can't get a head coaching job.
Man, it's probably part of it.
I mean, I know like Eric Bieniemy might say he might have other reasons.
No, that's why I said part of it.
But I bet you NFL teams are thinking what you're saying, which is we've seen the Kansas City hotshot offensive coordinator before. It was in Chicago, and they never looked anything like Kansas City.
My understanding is that Andy's tried to hand some more of that over to him this season. I don't know the full story on it.
But you're still on the Andy Reid, know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Probably getting held against him.
Yeah.
But I bet to that one, it seems like there's a lot more getting held against him than just not calling plays, if you know what I mean. What are we down to, two?
Right, yes.
Black head coaches in the league?
Who is it?
Culley.
Tomlin.
And Tomlin.
That's it?
Who am I missing?
Wow.
Because Flores is out.
Well, it's only three.
Huh?
So it's not like, you know.
It's two, bro.
That's 33%. And it feels.
I saw, who was our man? Tom Shad. I think you retweeted that there's more white coaches in the league named Sean than there are black coaches.
Wow.
Sean
McVay, Sean McDermott.
There's like three of them. I don't know who the third one. But the point is just how outnumbered.
Yeah,
black coaches are. And again, back to this point about me and Lewis Riddick, whoever it is, diversity in any front office. That's a lot of the issue is that you have just as little diversity in the front offices. And so again, that's why you're seeing, you know, so few blacks hired.
Yep.
Because there's white GMs doing the hiring. I mean, it's just the case. So whether it's Lewis Riddick, whoever else, you need more. You know, Ozzie Newsom's not even a general manager anymore. Remember that there's one time where it felt like there were more than there are now. I think Chris Greer kept his job with the Dolphins in that front office, but Flores is out, and that's the point. I mean, until you have more diversity in the front offices with these GM spots, you're not going to have, be able to cure what ails this league in terms of its diversity issue at the coaching level.
Well, that's definitely true. I mean, that's a fact. And it's like, which one changes first?
But to your point on that, if Matt Nagy deserved a shot, then Bieniemy does as well. Because it's the same thing.
Yep.
Matt Nagy got one, didn't call plays.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. And so that's like one of those things like, you know, do you avoid that like the plague because of, you know, which is getting unfairly held. Like Eric Bieniemy, he's a totally different person, totally different philosophy, totally different staff, totally, you know, all that.
It just shows the double standard.
But, yeah. Anyway, it'd be interesting to see what they're certainly going down the list. They're certainly going down the list of candidates, man.
Yeah, we got an offensive guy, Daboll, whatever, the Bills offensive coordinator. Then defensive guys like Leslie Frazier.
Yep.
The defense, you know, looks like we're running the game. But how serious can you be? How serious is the process when you don't even have a GM to contribute to it right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
McCaskey's making all the decisions. You don't want that. You want to hire a football guy to make the football coaching hire. That makes sense.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cox is going to join us on the other side. We will talk to him about the Grizz opportunity tonight, get his thoughts on the Tigers basketball program, all that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 90.7 FM, ESPN.
Here's an important message from Exogen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high possibilities for false negative readings. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exogen, backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exogen. Learn more at Exogen.com.
This tax filing season could be one for the record books. There are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits on the table, and Jackson Hewitt will help make sure you get every one you deserve. Tax credits for being a parent, taking care of a parent, taking classes, and so much more. Don't leave thousands on the table. Jackson Hewitt will make sure you get credit for all you do and get your biggest refund guaranteed. Learn more and find your nearest location at jacksonhewitt.com.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
With Mercari, your unneeded things can find a new life.
Hello, hello.
Easily list and sell.
I know why you say goodbye, and I say hello.
Or discover great finds.
Hello.
Buy or sell almost anything.
You say goodbye, and I say hello.
Download Mercari on the app stores or at Mercari.com. Mercari, your marketplace.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox, your authorized York dealer, offering 95% efficiency furnaces, 16 SEER high-efficiency air conditioners, plus a free Ecobee smart thermostat with purchase. 10-year warranty on parts and labor and financing as low as 0% for 3 years. For fast, professional, 24-hour heating and cooling services, call Opox, your authorized York dealer, 901-443-5153, or visit opox.com.
Now extended through January 14th, join a clean and spacious Planet Fitness for zero enrollment and only $10 a month. With tons of equipment and free fitness training, it's the perfect place for everybody to work out.
Even me, mister, I'm so stressed I grind my teeth more than most people grind coffee.
Especially you. Give your anxiety clenched jaw a rest.
My molars will be so happy.
Start feeling fit-tacular today. Join in-club or at planetfitness.com. Zero enrollment, $10 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends January 14th, see club for details.
Introducing thighs at the Wing Guru. They're crispy, saucy, and tossed with any of Wing Guru's 21 flavors. Try them today. Mount Moriah, Bartlett, Collierville, Millington, and coming soon to Silo Square in South Haven. If you love the Guru's wings, you'll love the Guru's thighs.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Get ultra strong for your South Pole. Charmin keeps your undies whiter than the North Pole. A shiny, hiney, a brand new year. Call it a Charmin, happy new year.
May your holidays be Charmin, clean, merry, and bright. May all your undies be Charmin, clean, white.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
You probably wouldn't leave thousands of dollars on the table at a diner. Why leave thousands on the table with your tax return? Jackson Hewitt will help make sure you don't. This year, there are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits. Your Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro will help you track down every last one, so you get your biggest refund guaranteed. Don't leave thousands on the table this year. Discover thousands of dollars in tax credits instead.
Check, please.
Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bar today.
Jason and John guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
A lot of companies hiring out there in Memphis, Tennessee. So many that it can be a little bit overwhelming. Where should you go? Where are your skills going to fit the best? We've got the perfect solution for anybody out there looking for work or a job change. It's called Millennium Search.
What do? They hire. They hire for the very best companies at Memphis and the Mid-South that have to offer. We can't say the names. That's part of the deal. But look, think shoes and apparel. Think shipping. Think medical. Think tools. Think healthcare. These are the best companies in Memphis.
Yep, that's the best companies in Mid-South Memphis, and you're going to get better hourly paying jobs at those companies, better workplace environment than what you got right now at those companies. Talking the best of the best, even professional service positions with these companies. All you got to do is start with one place, Millennium Search. That team they got over there is going to get to know you. They'll get you in the spot that's best for you. You just got to go to the website.
And it's very easy to remember. Okay, type it in. It's jobswiththebest.com. Hey, jobswiththebest.com. Get a new job, change your circumstances. Jeff Calkins has lots of jobs here on 92.9 FM, ESPN, Remit Daily Memphian. He's on all the time. He's on demand. He joins us now. Jeff Calkins, what up, dog?
I just love the chanting in unison that you guys do in that spot.
Yeah, that's something that's developed over many, many years of
organic
working together. And just,
it's teamwork, like at its fine. You're like Simon and Garfunkel, you know?
You know, it's not I don't want people to think that this is something that comes easy. It's something that takes work. You know what I'm saying? When you work with somebody every single day for multiple hours at a time, it's a collaborative, you know, it's an effort.
We need an updated duo reference, Jeff.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Like John Jaren, you know what I'm saying? We're John Jaren.
Stephen Clay,
yes.
Oh, give me a musical job. You're meshing a little bit like, well, I would say DeAndre Williams and Jalen Duren, but who knows about DeAndre Williams these days, right?
He doesn't play as much.
That's right.
And Jalen Duren, really, you can say the same thing. You never know with him. He's in and out of lineup, too. You know, we show up every single day. I would say Sean McDermott, Josh Allen. I think that's definitely not quite the best, obviously, but always in the mix.
Gotti and money bag.
You know, we're like the four seed, right, at 92.9.
Bills have a tough road, I'll be honest.
Well, so do we. So do we.
But they, even if they can get by the pass, they got Kansas City next.
Yeah,
that's a hell. And then what? Then the Titans after that? Like that's a
well, you're kind of your pencil. You're penciling the Titans in. I mean,
There's a lot between now and then. I'm just saying, the Bills' path to the Super Bowl. I was listening earlier because I'm an avid listener of Jason and John, and Jason was commenting that I'm not particularly optimistic. Well, I'm never optimistic.
Right. I'm
born pessimist.
Right.
When it comes to the Buffalo Bills. But then beyond that, I just don't think the path opened up for him particularly well here. You've got the Pats, who beat him once, and whereas the Bills are clearly have been better than the Pats this year, it's so emotionally painful if you lose to the Pats. Like, if you'd lost to if the Chargers had beaten your beloved Raiders, the Chargers would have played the Bills. Losing to the Chargers wouldn't have been any fun because losing's never fun. But much better to lose to the Chargers than to lose to the Pats in the first year with a rookie quarterback. Like right now, people in Buffalo are freaking out just because they don't want to lose to the damn Pats.
No, so like to this point, like all my friends text me and they're like, "Hey, are you betting on the Raiders?" And I said, "No," because my emotional investment in this game and this opponent is already way too high that I can't possibly make it worse. You know what I mean? I don't want to, because I might have heart palpitations and pop.
Well, that's why, it's funny, Matt Stark, Pats fan, always, he texted me yesterday and said, you want to bet lunch on the Pats Bills? And I said, sure, I'll take the Pats. And people think that's cowardly.
Right.
But I
don't want to go to lunch with Matt Stark. Just say the truth. You just don't want to go to lunch with Matt Stark. Be
that's
honest.
That's really not it. I'm trying to hedge emotionally. You know, some people go all in. I like to hedge emotionally so that, all right, Bills win, I'll be happy.
Right.
Bills lose, I'll get a free lunch. That's much more.
Oh, no. I agree. To be honest, like, it's pretty stupid to go all in on a team, just generally in life, unless that team, even Alabama, right? Like, even Alabama lost last night. It's like, you know, you have to protect your heart somehow, some way.
You have to protect your heart. Do you have to, or is the essence of fandom, in fact, the willingness to let your heart just hang out there and take a beating? Like, if you're a Georgia fan, you've been doing it for years and years and years, and then the payoff is you get last night.
No, that's the other side of it. And I would, you know, maybe that great quote from Stephen Colbert applies here. What punishments of God are not gifts?
What? Say that. What's the quote? I'm not familiar with this quote.
What punishments of God are not gifts? Because as
gifts, on the internet?
Gifts, like a gift.
Oh.
And it makes sense because to exist is a gift, right? It's a blessing to be alive. But
I see.
To be alive is to suffer because suffering is a part of
the human experience. This is taking an existential turn.
But it especially applies if you are a Bills fan.
It certainly applies if you're a Bills fan.
Like, you probably, as a Bills fan, do not view being a Bills fan as a gift. You'd probably just view it as an extended punishment, a continuous punishment.
It has been a bit of a, it has been a burden that I have had to bear.
Yes.
Throughout my days, but I also think, except for Alabama fans, that's the nature of.
But you know what though, man? You know what I will say, and you know, look, you know, my dad and I we've talked about it publicly on you know 92.9 for a long time. Didn't share a lot with him, you know, and don't, right, to this day. But when the Raiders win and when the Raiders are alive and they're in the playoffs, that is something to me that I will always hold near. And, like, it's just special to me. Like, it's just a, you know, that is something that I will always have. And it was kind of a curse, but it's the way it is.
It's the best thing about sports fandom is the way it connects you with other people. I don't think there's any question.
Yeah, like, so, you know, again, I'm not going to go to the game with my, but it's just like that.
I heard telekinetic. You're not going to go to the game because it's going to snow. God.
Well, because I'm considering taking my fam, like my daughter, and I don't want to be like, you know, putting my daughter at risk of being in an accident because I don't know how to drive in the damn snow.
Oh, I see. It's not that you don't want to sit in the snow.
Right.
It's not that you're too much of a wussy to sit in the snow.
But yeah, like, I'm we're at a point now where Riley's almost a year old. Like, we got to start doing things. I can't just leave Riley at the damn house all the time. Like, I got to start taking her out in the world, and we got to start experiencing things as a family. You know, like, Jason takes CJ to the Grizz games all the time. Like, he doesn't leave CJ at home. You know, I got to start incorporating my daughter into things I do. And so that's just one where it's like,
yeah, this is probably not where to see. You don't start with
piece, as you know, when you look at this Raiders roster, much like Alabama, they'll be back.
You know?
They'll be back.
Exactly right.
It's not the last time, man.
Well, you know their weapons will be back, right? I mean, they do have weapons. That is true.
Yeah, vehicles.
They have weapons. Stop it. Yeah, too soon. I'm not particularly hopeful, and I'm more girding myself to the pain if they lose to the Pats.
Yes.
But I do enjoy the Bills being good, which has been a happy turn the last.
And you went to the Bills game with Ben. I mean, didn't they get their ass kicked?
Yeah.
But you were still there with them.
Awful.
You were still there with them.
They lost to the freaking Colts. That was god awful. That was awful. And then I went to the last game before that. I went to was the playoff game in Houston where they choked in the second half. And then the last game before I went to that, I went to that is a Bills game. I went to the Music City Miracle. So.
If you ever wanted to like do like a hey, don't be a sports fan exhibit, like just play this segment. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do it.
It's painful. It is painful. On the other hand, like, you have Saturday at FedEx Forum. Like, and the Tigers probably aren't going to win the championship this year or anything. They're probably not going to get to the Sweet 16. But if you weren't uplifted by Sunday at FedEx Forum, or honestly by what's unfolding tonight at FedEx Forum, you know, then I mean, that's the reward. Like, you've got an unbelievable show tonight at FedEx Forum, and when I think you just felt exultant if you were there Sunday and saw that team play as hard as they did, withstand everything they withstood, and then to have the Tyler Harris, you know, saga on top of it. Like, you skipped out of there. It was tremendous. It was great, great fun.
Yep.
Great fun in a season that has been up and down. Almost the most fun. I mean, the Alabama game is the more impressive win.
Right.
But the way that this one unfolded.
Oh, it was Cincinnati, right? So it's just like, it just hits different, you know?
Well, also a minute to go, you didn't know who was going to win.
No doubt.
You know, Alabama,
yes.
Once they went on that run in the second half and buried them, you're like, okay, they're going to win this game.
Yes.
Here, you had the, you know, the joy that comes with pulling one out in the end.
Jason's here. I believe he wants to ask you a question.
You know, I'm always educated, Jeff, when I listen to your show, and especially that Chris Harrington segment on the Grizzlies. And what I learned today in today's segment that I'll be honest with you, Jeff, I'd forgotten, was that at one point, what was that, the 14-15 season you guys said it was? You were comparing tonight to the past, and have you ever had a Grizzlies team this successful taking on a Golden State team that's this good? Was it 14-15 that Harrington, you said that it was 19-4 to start the year?
Yeah, it was December of 2014. The point was, you know, here we have this regular season matchup today between the hottest team in the NBA and the Grizzlies with the longest winning streak, and then the best team in the NBA, Golden State. And, yeah, Chris is a very smart fellow and remembered, as I did not, I'll be honest, that in 2014 they came in, I think it was a 16-game winning streak that the Warriors had, and it was basically these same Warriors. It was Clay and Steph and Draymond, and you know, it was that group at a different stage of their trajectory playing the Grizzlies, who were 19-4. They were first and second in the West. It's funny, we now think like the Grizzlies are off to a tremendous start right now. It isn't the best start they've had. Like, they've had better starts to the season before. It's just this one's surprising. But anyway, in that game, the Grizzlies did win that game between the two best, what was the time, the two best teams in the league. That was the year that I believe they went on to play the Warriors in the playoffs, the Mike Conley broken face year. And I really don't. I do think it's up for grabs what would have happened if Tony Allen hadn't gotten hurt. You know, there's this sort of idea that, oh, the Warriors won that series when they decided to ignore Tony Allen. Well, you know, that's fine. They ignored him because Tony Allen was hurt. You know, I mean,
right,
Tony,
he was hobbled.
And Mike Conley wasn't so great either, honestly, with the broken face after the game that he had at Golden State. And then the other thing they really did, which mattered as much as anything else, they put Klay Thompson on Mike Conley, which really inhibited him at that point. But there is some history with these franchises. I don't think we think of the Warriors in the same category as the old Clippers or San Antonio or Oklahoma City, even in terms of rivals. But there's some history. And then obviously there's recent history with last year in the play-in games. And then, you know, they've split so far this year.
So I found it interesting. You mentioned it was a 19-4 start, and you guys are right. This isn't that kind of start. But what's interesting, right, if they win tonight, Jeff, it would be 20-4 in terms of the stretch you're on right now. The same record it would have been to start that season, right? In terms of this last 24-game stretch, if you win tonight, you're 20-4. And I say that to ask you this. Is this the best time ever to be a fan of the Memphis Grizzlies? Even better than those times, even better than the trip to the Western Conference Finals, because of everything, Jeff, that it feels like you still have in front of you. What you've accomplished being ahead of schedule, but also to what you have in front of you, is this the best time ever to be a Memphis Grizzlies fan?
Well, I think you can dream bigger than you've ever been able to dream as a Grizzlies fan. I think that is true, and I think the future looks brighter than it ever has as a Grizzlies fan. I don't think it's the best time. You know, I mean, you just like look at the prices right now in the building tonight as compared to the playoffs when they were playing the Clippers. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that was the best time. Like, it was
the best
wild.
Time. The best time ever was, like, I mean, you beat Oklahoma City, and then you know you get to the Western.
Yeah, the best time ever, you beat the Clippers, and you beat Oklahoma City,
yeah,
and you're
yeah,
you
that,
know the whole.
That was the best
spring
time.
In Memphis.
Yeah, that was the best time.
Got growl towels.
Yes.
And they're doing the and they're doing the you know whatever.
But
that, that
but it was also capped.
Yes, it was.
Like, there was only
no
so
question,
far,
but
that
it was
going to go.
It was fleeting because it
Correct.
Became pretty clear that you were not going to be able to beat the San Antonio Spurs.
It was capped, although. Like,
I mean, they had Quincy Pondexter, you know
future,
what I mean?
The future, you can imagine winning a title more now than I think you could then.
100%.
But was the moment more fun? Were more people having as much fun now? No. I mean, look at the building. You know, the building's two-thirds full every game.
Well,
like, there's not as many people having. Now, it's
I mean,
great.
The dynamics are different in the world
yeah,
as well.
It's different. It's playoffs versus regular season.
COVID is a thing,
bro. Winning playoff games is the most fun. And so I think it's true that this is the most optimistic you can be about the future of the Grizzlies maybe ever.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's more fun right now to be a Grizzlies fan than it was. It's damn fun.
I don't know. Because
question was best time, though. It's best time because of, you know, just adding in the caveat of what's potentially in front of you. Now you have bona fide superstar. I just think it's a little closer than
it is. It's different though. It's fun in a different way.
Mm-hmm. It's intellectually.
It's kind of getting in on the ground floor.
Intellectually,
yes.
the best out time. But is it
right?
Best time is an interesting way to phrase it. Are people having the best time right now? Like, I don't, you know.
I mean, it's pretty.
It's a different kind of fun, though. To your point, right, Joe? It's an interesting conversation. It's a different kind of because it's like. Holy cow, the NBA recognizes.
What's amazing, too, and I thought this was Chris Harrington pointed this out, is what's amazing is if you look, there was that matchup in 2014. It's a credit to both franchises. It's a credit to Golden State that they're back here with those same players from 2014, you know, challenging for a title again.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty remarkable. It's a tribute to the Grizzlies,
right?
Because they're back here with a totally different cast,
absolutely
100% different cast, having already flipped it with a team that has been completely rebuilt and is back here. And so, for different reasons,
right?
You have to think, you know, get at it for both franchises.
And I also would argue, in terms of this team, the difference is that you're winning a lot, but you also have this sense of when it was the Grizzlies of old in 13-14. Like, they were the iconoclast, right? Like, they might get talked about on your mainstream media.
Your mainstream.
Sort of as this, like, fight against the revolution or whatever. But if you win a big game with this group, like, you know, they might damn near league with the Grizzlies because of Ja. Like, that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that team, they always put, like, in the wrong TV slot. Mm-hmm. And they always,
yes,
you know, like.
Yes.
It was not.
They didn't have the magnetism of this team.
It was still
look
who lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is clearly from that perspective. Like, you know, we never have had a superstar before,
right.
That kind of a superstar before. We've never been. You were the darlings of some of people who. You know, who sort of appreciated the underdog Grizzlies, but you were never really
right.
The league darling.
Right.
You know, you've gone, now you are what Oklahoma City used to be.
That's
right.
Exactly
in the
right.
old days. And we used to hate Oklahoma City because they were
they
that. They
stars.
Were the popular kid.
Yep.
They were whatever else. Well, now we're the popular kid.
That's
it's
right.
a different deal. You know, and it's
I like
a lot of fun.
It. I like it. I prefer it, to be honest with you. I prefer, now that might be different than everybody else.
No. I think most people prefer it.
Right.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, I'm not saying that they're having more fun right now than they did then, but in terms of which would you prefer, having a superstar and a team that you can look at and have a chance to win a title someday versus a gritty team that just makes the most of it, of course you take the superstar. I'm just saying that was, in terms of people enjoying themselves,
yes,
that is
absolutely.
Still the high watermark for the Grizzlies.
Are you having the most fun in your own life right now?
Probably so. Yep.
I would say so as well. I mean, I'm not going to put your business out.
I mean, my kids are, you know, like
oh,
right
Carl
now,
Owens.
it is really fun to have kids at the ages where you have kids, right? Like, that is really
yes.
fun.
No, it's a blast, actually. It really is. Like,
but
she's.
It's also exhausting.
Yes.
And when they leave the nest, and yet before everything, you know, like. Beale Street Bob called in the other day, one of my loyal callers, and he's 81, and he said everything hurts. And
yep.
I'm not so sure at 80, you know. But when your kids are have been launched and you have your life back, and you're still in reasonably like that's it's a I will say it's a pretty fun time. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm happy for you.
Proud of you,
you deserve
man.
It.
Keep it rolling, man. Appreciate the time
Enjoy.
As
Thank
always.
You.
See you, man.
Yep.
Bye.
Is Jeff Calkins joins us basically whenever we need him. I think that's kind of fair to say.
He's the man.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah. I mean, I think someday it will get, like, when I first had my daughter, it was hard for the first 9 months, eight, 9 months. Now it's getting into a, you know, she's 10 months now, and it's like she's really, like, starting to crawl, starting to move around, starting to be, like, more interactive. Like, it is, every day is, like, pretty dope now.
Enjoy it, because it's going to be a constant unraveling of them needing you.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to feel it. I'm starting to, like, feel that's the next thing, mm-hmm. especially when she starts, like, really crawling and moving around.
Saw our man Damon Griffin at the last Grizzlies game. I guess his is, like, 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Well, his kid's, like, off on his own. It's like, I'm going to get away from dad, you know what I mean? Go check some stuff out. Get away. Remember when you were about that age? You didn't want to be around.
That's his own peril,
and that's the point. And mine's 8 or 9 right with me.
Sneaking up on
him. Wanting to be around.
You.
But he's constantly going to be moving on.
Yep.
Till he doesn't give a damn about dad.
That's right.
Till it's, I hate you.
That's right. And it's, I mean, that's going to be.
It's just a, and then you let them off.
But see,
and
my plan is
then you get yourself
cool
back,
parent.
It sounds
I'm
like.
I'm going to be the cool parent. You know what I mean?
You can't be friends with them.
I am.
You can't be best friend with them all their lives, bro.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Sam's going to have to tap those hard cards. I'm the cool dad. Like, you come to me when you want to, like, it's all right, honey. Relax.
When you want to go to Tennessee.
Nope.
Or when you want to have a wedding paid for.
No, that's where
that's
when
she comes
progressive.
Dad.
We're not doing that.
Sound like you're going to be a big old pushover. Doesn't sound like she's going to have any problem going to be a Vol at all.
No, that's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough one. Anyway, thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show today. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Fisher is different? How? Don't you just ride the wave?
Nope. We actively manage client portfolios based on our forward-looking views of the market. In times like these, we understand that clients want proactive communication and guidance.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We get to know our clients so we can tailor their portfolios to their specific goals and needs. We even offer resources on Social Security, Medicare, tax efficiency, and more. Our primary goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions, right?
No, we don't sell commission products. Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interest first.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. Our fees are transparent, structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say we can have you ship to your new job nearly overnight. Visit jobswiththebest.com. Jobswiththebest.com.
Your goals. Your future. Your dreams. These things are none of our business. Your symptoms, your work-from-home sweatpants, and whatever you were searching for at 1:15 a.m., that's really none of our business. Because your life is private. And unlike other tech companies, we think your internet should be too. Oh, who's that from? Ah, that's none of our business either. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Nothing goes together in Memphis like Topps Barbecue and basketball, and their dining rooms are officially back open. They've been in business since 1952, and their hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. with drive-thrus open until 10 p.m.
You know, my dad raised me on Topps Burgers. I know many of you Memphians the same. You know, nothing's changed since they opened in 1952. That menu's still the same. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, better than ever.
You can order online at toppsbarbecue.com.
92.9ESPN.com.
Did you miss a show this week you want to hear? Podcasts of every 92.9 ESPN local show are available to download by the day and hour. The 92.9 Podcast Library, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at Action247.com.
I'm Bev Hart. He's Shaq from Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington.
We've got the Start Something New sales event going on right now. 0% financing for 72 months on new Grand Cherokees, Durangos, Chargers, and Challengers. Plus, we have the new Jeep Grand Cherokee L, Wagoneer, and Grand Wagoneer in stock, as well as the Ram 1500. I have got hundreds of pre-owned vehicles that you can select from, certified trucks, cars, SUVs. Visit us at HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives four tires at a time.
Ring in the new year with a bang at the largest gun range and gun store in the Mid-South, Top Gun Memphis, and you can do it by shooting a machine gun. That's right, you don't have to fly to Vegas to ring in the new year. You can shoot three different machine guns at Top Gun Memphis for just $99. So if you're ready to have a blast in the new year, come on out to Top Gun Memphis. You can also buy the gift card online at TopGunMemphis.com. That's TopGunMemphis.com. 2770 Witten Road or online at TopGunMemphis.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Jason and John Guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That line, by the way, down to Grizz plus two. So if you got it at, plus 2.5, going out of two, which, you know, movement's good if you're on that side, right?
How about just that money line?
Yeah. I think it's plus 110 in some places. What'd you get at? Plus 125?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
I don't know if you want me to put your habits out there.
Oh, it's so little amount of money, doesn't matter.
I don't know, man. You've been picking it up here lately. You had a couple straight bets that hit. You had a couple of, we didn't talk about that, but you believed in the Tigers on the road at Wichita State. No, when few others did, myself included.
It's unnecessary. I don't feel the need, unlike some others, to come in here and start. And then what's the other lead-off shows with how we did in betting the night before?
What's the other one you hit? You hit one other straight bet, and you're not a straight bet type of dude.
Whatever. It's pretty much been Grizzlies of late,
right?
Just because of
how hot
this team is.
They have won 9 in a row and going for 10 tonight against the Golden State Warriors. It will be Steph, right? So anytime Steph is out there, you got to be locked in.
Klay's back as well.
Klay is back.
No Draymond, and I think that's a big loss tonight for this Golden State team. He won't even be in the building.
Is Jordan Poole in the health and safety protocols or hurt or anything? Is he out there?
I thought Poole was available. I didn't see anything that says he's out. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a hell of a game. Like, it really is. I mean, obviously, Dylan Brooks is not playing, but the Grizzlies have done more with less.
Beat him without Dylan Brooks, fifth game of the season.
Yeah, so... you can catch the game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Should be a fun one.
Make a statement.
Breaking that one down tomorrow. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Coggs for joining us on the show today. Thanks, of course, to Jessica Benson for hopping on the show as well. Gina and Jeffrey up next. Don't you dare miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Barton. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parish from the Gary Parish Show reminding you that if you're a vodka drinker, make sure you're drinking New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Do you know how silly it is to pay nearly twice as much for another bottle when New Amsterdam is awesome and available? It's super silly. So don't do that. Just grab a bottle or a case of New Amsterdam Vodka, which is the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. That's NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Bet on more than the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and create your best parlay before the game starts. If you're new to BetMGM, sign up today and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 with bonus code WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T. You can place a one-game parlay bet on football, basketball, and more. Plus, you'll earn M-Life rewards that you can redeem for room nights and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. Try one-game parlay today. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.